like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it's sink or swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it's sink or swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. Welcome to the shrimp tank, word to Chris Hanks. Before to put it all together, this is big thanks. Doing big things, chasing big dreams. Yeah, it's all real, this life's all that it seems. All the chicks scream, all the dudes yell. This is just what I do and I do it well. With the flow fresher than the new shoe smell. Going through hell, well homie keep going. You know the saying, you gon' reap what you sow in. So I don't chase girls, I just chase dreams. Play the same game, but we ain't in the same league. Running a campaign, roadie 2016, like a phone to die, putting me in charge. I'm a general from the front, I'ma lead the charge. Like a federal, fell on my lap, never going hard as ever. The results match the effort.
Hey, everybody, good morning, and welcome to the Shrimp Tank, brought to you right here at the Business Radio X Network. My name is Ted Jenkins, and I'm your co-host, sitting here with my co-host in today for Chris Hanks, Lee Heisman. We'll just bring him in just a minute. On the Shrimp Tank, we interview some of the brightest and best business owners in Atlanta, throughout the state of Georgia, and we talk about the do's and don'ts of starting, growing, and running a successful business. We're excited to have our guest on today. Have you ever thought about opening up a dog boutique? We're going to talk about it in just a few minutes, and we find out, especially when I bring on our entrepreneurs, about whether or not their business will swim or it'll sink in the tank. As always, I would usually am joined, Ryan, by our co-host Chris Hanks, who is in Romania today.
Man.
Apparently giving away these amazing speeches about entrepreneurship. So I'm joined by my good friend and co-host, Lee Heisman. Lee.
Good afternoon, Ted.
Tell me. Now, a lot of you don't know this, that have not listened to the Shrimp Tank. Lee basically does everything for the Shrimp Tank. Literally, when I say everything, he does everything for the Shrimp Tank. But he has also helped a ton in the growth at Kennesaw State. And for those that don't know what's going on at Kennesaw State University, it's truly amazing right now. First school in the state of Georgia to have an actual degree in entrepreneurship. Coming out here in 2017, recently it got named the Shore Center for Entrepreneurship. And Lee, last year trained and helped win the best, right? The best of the best in the KSU entrepreneurship face-off.
KSU 100, Ted. We were the winners, and I was fortunate enough to be the mentor for the winner of the $100,000 prize.
Now, are we going to see a where are they now like they have on the Shark Tank where it happens like 6 months later? Was it just an idea, or did they actually launch the auctioneering business?
So it is funny. You know, I'm finding that to be the case. A lot of students I've been mentoring again for the new year in 2017, and Garrett is a constant speaker back in class. You know, we have a KSU student today. You'll bring her on soon enough, Allie Farnham. And Garrett, the winner, he's on the cusp. He received a portion of his $100,000, and the center is now fleshing out how he's going to receive the remaining piece once he finishes the completion of his business plan.
Well, it'd be nice to see that business get up and going. And I know it was a great idea, but if they can actually turn it into something that's profitable, we want to do that on the tank. We're going to bring on more kids from high school, kids from colleges. We want to hear them pitch out their ideas here. We're not going to angel fund them, but we are going to listen to the ideas and help them figure out how to make their business swim when they get out there in the real world. Now, what's going on at KSU right now? I know that you're involved in a lot of stuff. I heard that they might make you an adjunct professor, which, you know, I kind of thought to myself, if you make Lee Heisman an adjunct professor, you know, it's kind of questionable about, you know, what's happening at KSU, but is that true?
That is a concern. Yeah, you know, they sent me an application. They want me to do, they're creating a position. Because the school is the first and only school in the state of Georgia to have a major degree in entrepreneurship, and everybody's chasing.
No kidding.
Georgia State is right behind, but we are the only school in the state of Georgia. They are now creating a brand new position, a professor position for career coaching. Now, Chris Hanks came to me and said, Lee, you know, you've been doing this for the past year and a half without actually being on the board, you know, being on the board, but not actually being a professor. I'd like for you to apply for this position. So I think I may actually do so.
I will say it's pretty cool if you're a professor, because even if you failed at KSU, if they make a remake of Gilligan's Island, you'll have a spot that you can take immediately there with Marianne and Ginger and everybody else, right? You
know? That's exactly right. Thurston Howell.
Yeah, well, we're going to be joined in just a minute by our guest today, Ashley Carestia, who's the owner of Bark Fifth Avenue. We've got on Allie Farnham today, who's at KSU doing a minor in entrepreneurship. So we're glad to bring them both in just a minute. But, you know, Lee, I wanted to ask you two questions, because we always talk a little bit about entrepreneurship before we get to our guests and hear about their business. You know, one is because you're such a technology expert. Most of you that don't know this, Lee is the owner of Savant, literally one of the best IT companies in the entire country. I know they do a ton of businesses here in the state of Georgia. What do you see for most entrepreneurs that are out there that have a startup business? What's the biggest technology mistake they make when they get into starting a new business.
Right, so, Ted, hold on to your seat here. You know, I was at a convention recently speaking with the FBI director. The FBI director in the state of Georgia.
No kidding.
Yep. And I asked a question.
Fan of the show?
You know, he is now.
All right, well, that's good.
But I asked a question and it silenced the crowd. And I'll let you extrapolate the rest of it. So I said, you know, most people, when they start a business, they're using a Gmail account for email.
Right.
They're using an iCloud account. They're using a Yahoo account, a Hotmail account. So people are using these very common accounts that are free and you can sign up. Well, consider this. All the administrators at those companies have access to your emails. So clearly your encrypted passwords, most people from the outside coming in cannot get into your email, but yeah. From the inside looking in, and I know this being a network administrator, have access to everything. So I asked the FBI director, hey, what are your concerns for the fact of internal breaches? And we're talking about Google, or we're talking about Apple, or we're talking about, you know, Microsoft with a Hotmail account or a Live account. You're talking about thousands of administrators, not three people, but thousands. So I brought this question amongst a room of many technicians. The FBI director kindly put me in my place and said, we don't have an answer for that. And that is a concern and it's on our radar. And his silence was deafening.
Well, maybe Hillary then really doesn't know where the 33,000 emails went. That may be true.
So that is your biggest issue.
She may not know.
So that's the biggest issue for startups.
I would know if I lost 33,000 emails. I know if I lost three emails. You know what? People tell me, they say, did you read my email? And I say, probably not. I probably deleted it.
Fair.
It's probably in the trash somewhere.
So to answer your question, the biggest obstacle technologically is when they set up their email, their encryption, their shareability of files. People are not really protecting themselves when they start a business to the degree that they should, because everything is breachable these days.
Right. You're listening to The Shrimp Tank right here on the Business Radio X Network. I'm Ted Jenkins, your co-host, sitting here with my co-host, Lee Heisman. Listen, you want to know about technology, you talk to Lee. And a lot of other stuff, by the way. Lee knows a lot of stuff. But we want to get to our guest today, Ashley Carestia, who started an amazing business. Like I said to this in the teaser in the beginning, what do you think about starting a dog boutique? Like, just what is a dog boutique? And started this company called Bark Fifth Avenue, which is doing amazing right now. I don't know, at first, I thought when Ashley told me, you might have to pay $900 for an armoire, I was thinking, I'm not buying my wife an armoire for $900, but people will actually spend $900 and more for armoires for their dogs and things like that. So, Ashley, welcome to the show, and just tell us how and why did you decide to get into opening up a dog couture, a dog boutique business?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. Of course. So this business, I actually started the business a little over 3 years ago. Fashion and dogs have always been, you know, my passion. I grew up in the fashion world, modeling, doing a lot of runway, editorial, print. And then dogs, I've grown up with dogs, especially Chihuahuas. I'm very partial to Chihuahuas, of course.
That's your favorite dog?
It is.
By far?
It is, by far.
And what's number two?
Well, I have a surprise. So Phipps is my 1.5-year-old Chihuahua, and I love him to pieces. He's just a little love of my life. Well, this Saturday at the Bark World Expo, I ended up adopting another Chihuahua. His name is Gianni. So he's this little 8-week-old bundle of just, oh my gosh, so cute. So very, very good. So I'm pretty busy. But as far as the business, I wanted to kind of bring fashion world and dogs, both interests, both passions that I have, together. And why not? Why not just do in a luxury doggy boutique? And that's how I kind of created that.
Well, so Ashley, we talked earlier and you started your business online.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm real interested, and I know the listeners would definitely be interested. For 2 years, you're online, and then over the past year, you went to brick and mortar.
Correct.
And number one, why did you do that? And number two, you're already experiencing some challenges with doing that.
Correct.
If you could share that.
Absolutely. So you're right. 2 years ago, I opened the store online. And it's funny you had mentioned the email. So everything I did was through, it's the e-commerce site Shopify, which is amazing. So GoDaddy did the website. I got the at Bark Fifth Avenue, not a Gmail account. I wanted it to be professional, and that's how I thought. And that's what led me to that. So e-commerce, Shopify is still who I use for my e-commerce. And I also have the brick and mortar that I acquired the space last year, opened it. October 3rd was a year. Now, the funny thing is 80% of my sales actually still come from online.
Wow.
Yes. So they're all over from New York, from LA. I'm getting a couple in New Zealand, in Australia, and kind of neat, kind of interesting. So bringing it over to the brick and mortar was a passion, a dream that now I'm living, and it's pretty cool. It's hard. It's not easy.
Well, a lot of people know that with online sales, that's where you can get your biggest margins. You can make a lot of money. And so when you don't have a lot of money and you're starting a business, what did you do to try to drive traffic to create online sales?
So my Facebook ads, Instagram ads, a lot of advertising in magazines. And I've also was able to use my background in fashion, kind of making that in the modeling world, kind of be that person to, oh, there's the blonde girl with the dog. Oh, okay, that's Ashley. She has Park Fifth Avenue. So I was able to luckily use that together. And
well, soon enough, it'll be the blonde girl with the two dogs.
That's right.
Two dogs.
Oh, I do have a question about that. And then I also want to bring in our guest student today is, you know, and you're more passionate than anybody about this. You get a dog recently who's 8 weeks old. He has a name, Giovanni. Is that accurate?
Gianni.
Well,
like Versace.
How loyal are they to that name? Was that name given with him? Do you change the name at eight
I
weeks?
I changed it.
You did change it.
Of course.
So he came with another name and you changed it to
his Gianni. Name was right Ralph. Away. And then it just got changed over. What was the original name?
Are you ready for this?
Yes, right. I want to know. Of course I want to know. I'm on the shrimp tank. This is what
ridiculous.
We find out here.
Viking Cruise. What is that? Like, what
did
what
they birth like five in some room somewhere?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But I was like, poor thing.
The dog's name is Viking Cruise.
Viking Cruise.
Wow.
I don't want to talk about
That's
it.
Wonderful. Well, you know, I know we have a very excited other member of our taping today, Allie Farnham from KSU. Allie, thanks for joining us today.
Howdy. Thanks for having me, guys.
Allie is the representative at KSU for Chris's entrepreneurial class. She is the ambassador. You always introduce all of the guest speakers, all of the guest teachers. So Chris has chosen you to do that. I've seen a pattern here, and I know you're going to be a participant in the KSU 100. You and I have talked. And you know, it's time for you to step up and represent KSU. So if you have a question for Ashley, that would be wonderful.
Certainly. Of course I do. I actually have a couple.
Right.
We could, if you don't mind answering this one, though, I know throughout life you have a bunch of random experiences that happen. What experience has been most useful to you in your job now? You have being an entrepreneur that you would have never really thought was useful. Be like, oh, this one thing that happened, I would have never thought that learning that would be so useful now that I own a business.
It's funny because every single day there's something new.
I bet.
Every single day I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that this kind of happened that way, because if not, I would have had no idea. So every day it's honestly, there's a new challenge that you have to overcome every day. There's something new.
But I was going to say, I noticed that, you know, as I started to see your Instagram account and how you go about posting, I'm always fascinated about how business owners go about integrating their business and their personal life. Is there a strategy that you've used in Instagram? Because it appears to me that you are very strategic about it and the way that you do it. And since Instagram is a different platform for a lot of business owners, how have you gone about using Instagram to grow the business?
Good question. And that brings me back to Bark World. So Bark World was a social media convention for, you know, people in business, bloggers, whatnot, that it's all about social media, how to use Facebook, how to use Snapchat, how to use Instagram and use it to your benefit. To hashtags is, you know, even creating the hashtags, it's got to be
right.
Something that is relevant to your business that's actually going to make it work. So there's a lot of classes you can actually take online. You can even go to like Facebook.com's like university or just research. And just there's so much stuff out there on how to Instagram your business.
Yeah, I want to have Allie ask another question, but the thing that's interesting to me about it is, do you notice a spike? And I think this is important for a lot of people starting a business when they're thinking about social media. Obviously, you've got a background in modeling, so you know how to take photographs. You know the way the lighting should look. You know what pictures look good. But it appears to me that when you do live and you're taking video, even on Instagram today, and Snapchat's gone that route, that at least the ones I saw in your post would get 10 to 20 times more views than even a super amazing photograph.
That's exactly right. And part of the thing I was taught over the weekend was that video, especially YouTube, anything with video, there's a psychology behind it. Apparently, we're all pretty much ADD. We want to see things like really, really fast. And we don't want to just like, oh, and, you know, just keep scrolling through the picture. So we will actually stop the human brain and focus on something, actually. And, you know, that's the video. So the
Lee and I have both been told that we're actually, very ADD.
Oh, I'm so ADD. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
It's only getting worse with technology.
It is.
So here's a big one. And Ashley and I touched base on it a little bit. So there was a breaking point. You and I were just talking about how you are the sole proprietor, mm-hmm. you know, and I said, oh, how many people at your shop there, the brick and mortar shop? You guys, just me. So how do you break away from today? How do you get anything done? Where is the breaking point as an entrepreneur for young entrepreneurs listening? Because you do have to start out. Obviously, you bootstrap it. You're not going to throw a staff of 10 people. But there is a breaking point. And when do you realize it, which it sounds like you're feeling it now, when you say, you know, this business is running me and I'm not really running the business? That's kind of hitting you now. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
Well, yes. How did you figure this out and what is your plan?
Well, I'm pretty sure my breaking point is as of like the last 3 weeks. There is so much going on. I've been asked to do many like they're called VIP, very important Pauls. Very cute. Wolf Stock. So I had
very 90. Important Pauls.
And it's very cute. So Star 94 had me as a sponsor at their Wolf Stock event a couple weeks ago. I'm a sponsor again at the Atlanta Pet Expo coming up. Bark World. I'm traveling. I've got Global coming up in Orlando. So I have to do all the shipping. I do all the marketing, the ads, the creatives. So all of this, all at once, is just, it's so much. And at first I wanted it this way because I just feel kind of like controlling, like I have to have it this way because it's perfect and nobody else can do it that way. Well, that is definitely, take my advice, don't. Because at that point, it's, again, you've already lost it. So what you're really good at and what you were really passionate about that brought the business to make it successful is going to be hurt in the long run because you're not able to focus on those things anymore because your brain is just like, oh my gosh, what day is it?
Allie, you want to ask one more and then we'll take a break from our sponsors and then we'll come back with our sort of hot or not section. We're going to find out some interesting stuff from Ashley in just a minute. You're listening right here to the Shrimp Tank on the Business Radio X Network. Let's do one more and we'll take a break.
All right. How about a fun one? What is one of your favorite sales that you've ever had? One that you think back and it's like, oh my gosh, this experience with this customer was one of my favorite times.
Now, are you talking about sales that I've run or a sale with like a transaction with a customer?
Transaction with something personal.
Oh. So very good question. And this is why I think I have a lot of repeat customers that are actually customers I've never met. One customer that comes to mind is Elaine. She's in New Jersey. I've never met her. First time she's ever, but this lady, I mean, she's my biggest customer. Every day there's an order. I'm not kidding. But the first time I had ever got an order from her, some things happened. I didn't have some things in stock. She wrote a poor review on my website. It was the first time I had ever got a bad review. So I was in tears. Mind you, I then wiped my eyes. I said, all right, I'm a big kid now. I got to figure this out. So I then the next day emailed her. I sent her, 20% off on your next purchase. Also, I want to, you know, sincerely apologize. I'm going to make this right for you. And I actually found the item that she wanted. Of course, I had to pay retail for it at a competitor shop in LA, but I still got it. I mailed it to her. I sent her a little box of bones and a handwritten thank you note. And that woman today has been writing positive reviews and is my biggest. She's how I keep my store open. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. How many she's times, amazing. How many entrepreneurs have we had on the show that have ever said, and I sent them a box of bones?
No.
Cookies,
no.
Like bones.
Yeah. When can we
I
say
like
that's
that.
Happening
now? Just, but it speaks, you know, leaps and bounds to saying sometimes the worst customers that you have, if you can turn them around and put them the right way, they can become your raving fans. And that's
customer service is huge, mm-hmm. huge, huge, huge.
All right, we're going to take a break from our sponsors. You're listening right here in the Shrimp Tank, 11:30 to 12:30 every Thursday right here on the Business Radio X Network. I wanted to tell you also, you can get a replay of our entire broadcast, every show that we've ever done on shrimptankpodcast.com. If you missed a bunch of the first part of the section here of what Ashley talked about from Bark Fifth Avenue, then just check out the site. You can also download the Shrimp Tank on iTunes. We've been getting massive downloads every week. Listen to some of our favorite entrepreneurs, and you can learn more about the do's and don'ts of growing, running, and creating a successful business. So we're going to take a break from our sponsors. And when we come back, I want to find out from Ashley Caresti one thing. Is it okay to take your dog to work? We'll be right back after a break from our sponsors.
In business, it's either time or money. How much money does your business lose if your network is down for a day? How much time do your employees waste trying to fix computer issues? At Savant, we have the experts that work on your network to simply make your company run more efficiently. Macs, PCs, mobile solutions, no problem. Savant's battery life never ends. Call 770-438-6240 now.
Hey, welcome back to the Shrimp Tank. I'm your co-host, Ted Jenkins. Sitting here today with Lee Heisman, our co-host. We're sitting here with our guest, Ashley Carestia, who is the owner, proprietor of Bark Fifth Avenue. And sitting here with Allie Farnham, who's a minor at KSU in entrepreneurship. Apparently, she introduces all the speakers. So that was good. We learned that today about Allie. And it's interestingly, before we talk to Ashley about sort of our hot or not section, you know, I was able to watch the debate last night. I don't feel caught much
absolutely.
Of that.
Absolutely.
And even though it's all crazy and I think everyone's all done with it, they just want it all to get done. It is kind of funny what you learn in the debating tactics of Donald Trump in there, because all he keeps saying, no matter what you say, is loser, dumb, stupid. You know, it's just amazing. Everything is countered by, this is the New York, New Jersey one word comebacks, you know?
Absolutely. We know no other way. Ted and I are both from New Jersey, yeah. So we completely understand that language.
Say, your mother, you know, stuff like that.
Impression. Just, you sound just like
wow.
him.
Wow. Yeah. We try.
You know what I'm talking about, Ted. That's the way you look at it.
If you're lucky in the third segment, I'll do my computer Indian voice. I'll do that for you. I'll tell you how to fix your computer by sticking the paperclip in the tiny little hole and it'll reset, something like that. You
know, that's what she said, Ted.
Oh,
okay, fair.
We try to make it clean radio during lunch, but when we bring Lee in, you see that he just brings it down a notch by doing that. You know, it's okay.
Fair.
I liked it, though. I liked it.
All I'm going to say is Viking cruise.
Yeah.
That's all I'm
going to
say.
Not funny.
Oh,
sorry.
So here's the thing, Ashley. The reason I teased that as we were going into the break is that, you know, I've watched many companies today and how they're running their organizations. And I don't really know if it's Generation Y or, you know, they call millennials or Generation Z, but there seem to be all these new policies and procedures about how you can run a workplace. I mean, now today it seems like if you don't have a ping pong table and a foosball, you're just not really that hip. But do you think it's a hot or not? Like, is it a good idea for companies in their policy to say it's okay to bring your pet to work?
Yes. So I'm not just saying that because I bring my dear little children to work, my dogs now. And they do have their own little desk area and their little, I mean, it's very cozy for them. You walk in, you're like, well, it's much better than my desk. So in California, it's pretty much that way. A lot of places like Google and BarkBox. I mean, BarkBox, I believe they're in New York, but all their dogs are there. So I actually think it's pretty valuable for, it would be better if I was a CEO and I was in the corporate world, I would want my employees actually to bring maybe their smaller dogs or their medium-sized dogs. Let's not get too carried away, but it helps with, you know, creativity and, you know, maybe they'll even stay later and work because they don't have to go home and get their dog fed and walked and all of that. So
valid point. No,
and it brings around a very good, positive mm-hmm. atmosphere. It makes yes. people happy.
Mm-hmm. It's very true. And they need a break for a bathroom break periodically
exactly.
to give them a walk. So, you know, we talked a lot about how your business is growing now,
mm-hmm.
how you're very busy. Hot or not, how do you manage your work-life balance and where is your focus?
Good question.
I'm sitting in the Hank's chair. Wait till we get to Plead the Fifth.
I like this. We're waiting to, you know, coin a hashtag after you because we do that for Hank's every show. So
your question is, how am I balancing work life and personal life?
It's exactly your work life, work and personal life balance.
Well,
is it hot or not? Do you just dig in and work 24/7?
Pretty much.
Do you not focus? I know what you're doing today, but what is your thought on that for aspiring entrepreneurs?
For aspiring entrepreneurs, I think that you have to put the work in. Like if you can't, I mean, work as much as you possibly can. Your life will be there. Your friends will be there. If you're really, really passionate about a business and you really, really want to be that entrepreneur, to have that business, you have to put the work in. I mean, you have to work very, very hard. There are times that, you know, there's not going to be, for example, I had to carry around an 80 pound tent, you know, over at Woofstock. Of course, the guys at the radio station were like, oh, poor girl, let me help you. But, you know, you have to do all those things yourself. I don't have anybody to help me do that. So the work, it never ends.
So a hot or not here, do you recommend and did you, when you started Bark Fifth Avenue, actually have a business plan?
I did.
Did you?
I did.
And do you think it's a good idea for a young budding entrepreneur or new entrepreneur to have a business plan?
Absolutely. It's the most, I mean, how do you run a business without a plan? I don't think you just wake up one day like Elle Woods and, you know, oh, I'm going to go to law school. But I think that as an entrepreneur, any kind of business has to have some sort of a plan, some sort of a layout.
Do you want to ask one there? Do you got one, a hot or not question, or you're no dice?
I mean, it sounds like hot or not. What is your favorite, like, form of social media to promote through? What's your favorite one?
I like that.
Right now, Instagram.
Instagram. I
Instagram is where it is at. And many people are still on the not so much millennials, I guess. They're just getting into it, but they're getting into Facebook. Okay, great. Facebook produces a lot of ads, but and a lot of sales. However, Instagram, just because, again, the psychology of the human mind, people are going to, and all you have to do now is just touch a button and it's done.
Do you override your Instagram into Facebook because Facebook owns Instagram?
Yep.
So almost everything that's on Instagram may go up on Facebook for you anyway.
It does, correct. Mm-hmm. And Twitter, which I don't really know much about Twitter. I just know that the platform that I use incorporates all three. Also,
probably
Pinterest.
Using a Hootsuite or something.
No,
like that.
It's actually through Shopify and their e-commerce and how they put all that in some programs. But yeah.
So Ted, before we go to a commercial break, you know, I was talking prior to the show about Ashley's business, and our producer Ryan said I have one important question for her. So if I pass the mic to Ryan, I know he wanted to ask.
All right, well, Ryan, fire away here. You're on a hot or not section. Let's do it.
Thank you very much, Lee and Ted, and thank you, Ashley, as well. You know, I used to have a dog training business myself.
I know.
And oftentimes, telling people they had a bad dog is like telling them they have a bad kid. They just don't want to hear it. So when you see someone they have a bad dog or perhaps bad fashion, is it hot or not? How do you tell them? They need help.
Bad dog.
Bad dog.
Bad
also,
fashion.
Bad fashion. Too.
Well, if with bad fashion, that's easy. They walk into the store, and I would suggest a lot, you know, different items. Of course, give the client a little glass of bubbles. So they do have champagne and Pawtinis upon entering my store.
Pawtinis?
Pawtinis. Those are
Wait a minute. What's a Pawtini?
So
here? Pawtini, I need to know this.
Is like a little martini glass with doggy treats, and it's really cute. So it's a Pawtini. But the client, I know, the client actually gets champagne. And of course, as you know, the more champagne you drink, the more fun you have trying on clothes, and then they're just going
to
buy it all.
I need to go. I need to take my dog down here. Is it Miami Circle, you
it
said?
It is.
Excellent.
It's at Miami Circle.
Lee, what kind
it's
of dog do you
psychology.
Have?
I have a golden doodle.
Golden doodle.
Why? I have a golden doodle.
What would you dress up Lee's dog in?
See,
it's a white golden doodle with no shedding, Ryan.
Yeah.
It depends on how big it is. So if we're looking, we can do pants. We've got pants are so popular right now. We can do like a metallic pant.
Does
like,
it have a zipper?
It does. It,
okay.
Oh, and the shirt has a zipper, so we could do something like that. Or if you just want to go, you know, just average Joe, maybe like a bedazzled collar.
Yeah. Bedazzled now, wait a minute. Are there also, I'm thinking about this because we're right around Halloween time. Do you just like doggy Halloween costumes too?
Absolutely.
What? Wow. What's the most popular doggy Halloween costume right now?
So with my store, I'm very picky as to what I put in the store. So I'm not putting out costumes, but I do have like bows, and I have there's like bandanas. There's little reindeer ears for Christmas. There's just a bunch of little like Halloween. So it's t-shirts. There's like the pumpkin t-shirts and little.
So it's
Halloween
a more sophisticated dog Halloween costume.
However, on the website, you can buy the costumes. I just don't have it in my store.
Lee, I was thinking, you know, since, you know, a doggy Chewbacca costume would be pretty easy to make because of the few hair extensions and a little bit of, you know, just whatever, a sling or something.
You get sling.
Oh, we can do that.
Right.
Yes.
Little crossbow, mount the crossbow to his back.
Don't you think?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
All right, well, we're going to take a break from our sponsors right here on Business Radio X Network. I'm your co-host, Ted Jenkins, here with my co-host, Lee Heisman. We're having some amazing conversation today with Ashley Caresti, who's the owner of Bark Fifth Avenue, and Allie Farnham from KSU. Talking when we come back with our Plead the Fifth section, I want to find out. I've been dying to know this ever since I met Ashley, and now I get a chance to ask in the Plead the Fifth section, who is the worst model that she ever met in her entire career that's famous? We're going to find out right here after the break on The Shrimp Tank.
Does it seem like the more money you make, the more money seems to slip through your fingers? Why is it that you make six figures but seem to have six figures worth of bills? Now it's time to get a plan. Set up time today to start your 21-day budget cleanse. Go to OxygenFinancial.net to schedule a complimentary meeting now. Go to OxygenFinancial.net to get started today. Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC. An affiliate of Kestra Investment Services, Oxygen is not affiliated with Kestra.
Thanks, Ryan. Welcome back to the Shrimp Tank. Thanks for joining us during your lunchtime here every week on Thursdays, 11:30 to 12:30, right here in the Business Radio X Network. I'm your co-host, Ted Jenkins, sitting here with my co-host, Lee Heisman. We bring you this Shrimp Tank because we want you to learn. We know that in America, no matter what these politicians tell you, that the jobs in America are going to grow on the backs of entrepreneurs. It's always been that way, and it will always be that way. That's where 72% of the jobs in America are created right now. You think Fortune 500 companies are going to create them? Ha. When they have to report to Wall Street, all they do is cut them. That's why we have our entrepreneurs on, like Ashley Carestia with Park Fifth Avenue, who's growing an amazing business. I love this. You know, not every day do you see someone get into a dog boutique type business, and it's extremely popular now. People love their pets. They even have pet insurance during open enrollment now. You can buy insurance when your pets get sick, but you should definitely check out the store in Miami Circle. We'll have her give you more information about how to learn more about the products, and you can get them towards the end of the show. But we go through this section here that we call our plead the fifth section. Now, we'll give Ashley the opportunity to plead the fifth one time and only one time. But we're going to ask a few questions because, you know, we want to get to know our entrepreneurs just a little bit more than their business, a little bit what makes them tick. And so my first question here is it a good idea to marry an entrepreneur?
Yes. Duh.
Do you think so? But a lot of people, you know, you were just saying here about balance before, where it's like you got to work. But if you've got a family or, you know, you marry a spouse or partner that has a 9-to-5 job, is it going to work out?
It's a good point. But if you're an entrepreneur yourself, you're going to want somebody else that also has a sort of entrepreneurial spirit as well. Somebody that's driven and hardworking and, you know, and understands that entrepreneur is going to have to work, a lot of hours. It's not going to be just a 9-to-5. I mean, it's going to be all the time. So it just, I guess, depends on who you are.
I know this is true. My wife says sometimes she thinks I'm married to my laptop. It's not true, but I will say the laptop doesn't talk back to me. That's the main thing.
You do. There's a thin line there.
Never yells at me. Never mean to me, you know?
There is a thin line, though, that a lot you have to be aware of. Just a little bit, take time for yourself, of course. So whether that's like an hour of just turning off everything, all things IT, electronic, all of that, at least take care of yourself for a good hour. And then...
Good advice.
Yes.
Solid. Absolutely. Solid. Well, we're going to strip it back a little bit here. Since I sit in Chris's seat, he comes with the heat for this one. So I understand if you want to plead the fifth. So reflect back. And it's really important for you to be as honest as possible here. You know what's coming.
I do.
Is reflect back on the past 3 years of having this business. What would you consider your biggest disappointment?
Good question,
man.
Yep. You did tough. Fill up for Hanks today.
Wow. That's a Hanks question. I'm usually not speechless. I don't know what to say. So,
you can say plead the fifth.
No, I'm not, because I'm going to be super honest about this. So there has been a lot of challenges, but I like those challenges because that's how I learn. Disappointments, I don't know. I try to turn everything that would be disappointing into something positive. I'm thinking,
I don't
know.
Can you answer the question?
Okay. China.
I like that.
It's well done.
That's the way to do it. It's called a pivot. You have to, you know, move on to something else. So
pivoting on China. Excellent.
All right. Well, I'm curious in here because you have modeled for a lot of years, and I was always wondering, you know, I was lucky enough to have dinner one night with Nikki Taylor, which was very, very interesting. She's very, very tall.
Very
I will
sweet.
Say that. Very, very sweet. She was wonderfully nice. Right. And I was figuring she was probably one of the nice ones. And then I thought to myself, there's got to be a few bayiches in there somewhere, something like that. And I'm wondering who might have been the toughest model or somebody that you model with that is maybe famous that you thought, boy, they're really difficult to work with.
There's a lot, but I'm going to go ahead and plead the fifth on that one. Just step away and digress from that.
Good. All right. Good how about the nicest model that you ever worked with?
Besides myself.
Of course.
You know, there's a few. I don't know, all of course with my agency, but there's a couple. Do I have to give you a name?
I would
like
be
name?
Curious one that you thought was really nice. You know,
okay, well, Megan Otis. I love Megan Otis.
Okay. Right.
She's such a sweetheart.
You got to Google that.
I'm going right now.
Marissa Kirby. She's in Florida, but she's with the Atlanta agency. She's one of my best friends, and we met through the. So you know what, Megan and Marissa. Marissa's amazing.
Cool. Actually, do you mind if I throw in a question?
I would love it.
I don't know if you're, if this is fleet, what am I saying? Plead the fifth worthy. However, if you could pick any word in our dictionary and you could put it for yourself as to what type of entrepreneur you are, what would you choose?
I like that. That was, yeah. You are in a Chris Hanks class.
Allie, wow. you're representing well. You're going to get you an A this semester.
Yeah. I'm trying, guys. I know there's so many to choose from.
I know. I have like three.
That's not bad.
Big, well, give us three. I would like to hear.
Well, dedicated, one. Spontaneous,
which is
two.
Crucial.
Mm-hmm. And creative.
Also, it seems you're perfect for entrepreneurship then, because clearly those are all perfect for entrepreneurship.
That's so nice. I'm going to continue to strip it down. See if
Lee's,
I can get a
Lee's
second.
By the way, was lunatic when he came out. Lunatic.
That's exactly right. No pivoting on this one. In your business and what you've done, what are you most afraid of?
In my business. So, okay.
This is tough. Lee, you stumped her twice.
Oh,
I got to plead the fifth and you stumped her twice here.
I'm having a lot of, so what would be difficult, right, is what you're asking.
What are you most afraid
of? What am I most afraid of? So what I'm most afraid of is, I mean, there's so many things that, to be afraid of. Gosh.
What are you most afraid of?
The business not working out. The business failing.
Failure.
Something happens and I don't know. Who knows?
Fair. No, I just was asking. I don't know if
that's terrifying. Now I have anxiety.
I know.
Thanks. I have to piggyback a question is, you know, one of our previous guests on the show, very good friend of mine, very good friend of yours. We've been to numerous birthday parties of his. Plead the fifth. What is it like working with Brandon Lewis?
I love Brandon Lewis. I'm sorry. I've known the man now 10 going on 11 years. He's like my Well, can I say that? Kind of like my father, but not so much. That'd be weird, right. Actually. No. So Brandon is, he's actually one person here in Atlanta that I trust explicitly with any questions I have. I actually, good guy.
All right, let's do a last plead the fifth here. So two dogs now. Do you actually physically have the two dogs now?
Yes.
Okay.
In my purse? No.
Can the dog sleep in the bed? Is that yes or
that
no?
That is mandatory.
Yes.
All right. Sorry. Mandatory.
So they don't have their own little bed. They can sleep in
any bed. They have like six.
Six beds.
Mm-hmm. And a custom made bed. Mm-hmm.
So Ted, last show, we had Mr. McCarter who was on that we elicited that he had 21 televisions in the home. We now have six dog beds in this home.
Six dog beds. And apparently a better dog than Ashley has at work. So that's a pretty good gig.
Well, that's not including the beds at work.
Oh,
it's well done.
Well, we appreciate you, Ashley, coming on the show today.
Thank you.
The folks that are listening to the show and watch our post-show wrap up today, and they want to learn more about your company, buy the products for their dogs, maybe stop into the store. How can they find the store, find your business, and potentially buy some of the stuff for their dogs from you?
Sure, anytime. So as you mentioned earlier, the store is located in Miami Circle. The website is www.barkfifth.com. So it's FIFTH. It's spelled out. Of course, on all the social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, at Bark Fifth Ave. And so you can either stop by or shop online.
Well, you definitely ought to check it out. And by the way, whether you're a marketer, you ought to check out her Instagram because she does a great job with it. I've had the ability to be able to look at it the last several months. And I mean, between the video and the pictures, really, it's an unbelievable way to integrate personal and professional and the way that she does it. And I love the name Bark Fifth Avenue. I think that was a great, great choice. So appreciate you coming on the Shrimp Tank. Next week, guys, we're going to be talking about food and who loves food more than our friend Steak Shapiro and the Chief Brisket Officer. Talk about a name for a company, the CBO, the Chief Brisket Officer, Cody Hicks, who's going to come on and talk about one of the most successful food programs in the history of Atlanta. Atlanta Eats, right here next week on the Shrimp Tank.
I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When I take a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When I take a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in.